This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh my God, Aaron. Aaron, whoa.
Holy shit.
Come on.
No, it's gross. No, it is gross.
You look like you could palm a basketball.
And for all you perverts at home, we're showing how far we can spread our hands.
Fingers.
Yeah, we're not spreading our hands apart. We're not saying how big of a fish we caught. We're showing our fingers and how spread out they are. And, oh man, this is why you got to pay for the premium subscription where you can watch our videos, which isn't a
That'll
thing.
That'll never happen.
That's not a thing. All right, y'all. Let's get into it. So, last episode, you guys checked out the bar across the street, Fuddruckers, because they were trying to kill you. And you barely escaped with your lives, but you did escape and you didn't turn the deed over of Bottoms Up to them. So overall, take it as a win. So we're going to pick up with Chalice on a very challenging shift. And as anybody knows who's worked in the service industry, it's tough, man. Some days are just tough. So we're going to start at Bottoms Up. Chalice, you are on the shift from hell. Lights up.
Lights up. Hold on.
Oh, you're right.
Lights
you're right,
up.
Okay.
Give me a break.
Yeah, we have tradition.
What's going on here?
It's like unbelievable. It's like having your parents forget Christmas.
Okay, quiet like, on yeah. set.
Dad, it's Christmas.
Quiet on set. Sound speeding. And we're rolling.
Dice.
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian, Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
Seb, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, but make it 6 words.
Okay. Is this blood or sauce? Face. On my face.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, I almost licked it, but that's not going to work.
All right, I'll lick it.
Okay, yeah,
it was
you
both.
Lick it.
That you know makes what? So much- table two needs a
Band-Aid.
Haircut?
A
that
Band-Aid.
Can't be right.
That's my blood, and okay, I'd like a Band-Aid.
Okay, table two needs a Band-Aid. Table three needs beers. Table four needs bears. They're all B things, Seb. Dang. Everything I'm wearing is backwards. Dang. I need a haircut. Blood, beers, baguettes? Table four needs baguettes.
Baguettes.
Chalice, your nose, it's bleeding.
My nose? Well, then I need a Band-Aid, too.
Are you okay?
And I wasn't
Your gonna... eyes are kind of like wonky right now.
Crying. They're crying, Beef.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what crying is.
Now, what
is,
goes Beef. In a Band-Aid? I'm not sure how to make a Band-Aid.
Oh, it's really easy.
I think it's half water, half vodka.
It's half water, then you boil it. Hold on. Let me. Jennifer is usually the one that makes these. I'm just going to go back. All right. I'm walking.
Can I just lean against the bar for a second? I just need like a little break. I just need a break.
Oh, no, that's the, I haven't fixed that part yet.
Oh, God, it's painted and broken. Now there's paint all over my clothes. Oh, my God.
Chip, you're supposed to put up a sign.
Is it not paint first, fix second? I'll know better next time.
Also, the sign store is very, very busy. They're like the most popular store in town, so it's a long wait. Hey, guys.
This is true.
I whipped up.
There you are, Jennifer.
Yeah.
I went to the back looking for you. What are you doing up here?
You walked right past me. You never make eye contact with me.
Okay, let's not go. All right. If you want to have a managerial talk with me, don't do it in front of other employees. All right. I don't want to be that boss right now, but like there's a time and a place. All right.
Here's a Band-Aid, Chalice. Are you okay?
You know what? I'm not too proud. I'm not okay.
Oh, man.
Now that I'm covered in paint and my hair is unbrushed and there's blood on me, it's my blood, it's other people's blood. I used to look glamorous every day. I used to feel sexy and cool and like I had like agency and I was doing what I wanted, like physically with myself. And now I look like a pile of rats. No offense, Jennifer.
None taken.
I just don't feel like myself and I just want to feel good again. I haven't had a kiss in, I don't know, 2 years?
Whoa.
No,
Jennifer, please don't kiss my ankle. That was sweet, but
oh, sorry.
It's alarming.
Oh my God, how do we hit? How are you doing?
You guys are all leaning super unnaturally against the bar.
You look nice today.
Yeah, you look
I'm not gonna lie to her. All right. Table 5 just reported to me that one of her fingernails fell into an ale.
What?
She is Seb. Chip.
No, I think you appreciate my honesty, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
See how she's talking? That's appreciation. That's your appreciation.
I'm trying not to be superficial, and I know that I don't. I'm just trying to be innocent. But do you guys think I'm pretty?
Oh my God!
Right now? Oh, yeah. Right now or in general?
Like a
right now thing or in? I'm just trying to. For in general, yeah.
That's it. Yeah. And then Chalice scrunches up her apron and throws it on the ground, and then says, "That's it. I want to get laid."
What?
Whoa.
What? Whoa.
Jennifer. No,
whoa. Jennifer.
Jennifer. It's really cute that you're kissing my ankle, but it's just like, it's so ticklish that it makes me want to kick you, and I don't want to kick you again.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. I get it.
Oh, you want to get laid.
Are you guys are leaning even harder against the bar? You look super unnatural. Why is everyone standing so weird?
No, we're just leaning harder because it's slumping. It's really in disrepair.
I said I'll fix it. Wait for the paint to dry. If you wait till the paint dries, I'll fix it after, okay? Now, when was the last time you got boned?
Are you asking me or her?
I know when the last time you got boned was. It's about day your wife went missing.
Oh, still sleeping
Why are
with
you
your
laughing, Tim?
Your wife the night before she went missing. Nice. Sounds like you guys had sex every night. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think they're related.
She kissed me gently on the head and said, "This is the last time." And I said, "Why do you always say that?" And that time it was. So, anyways, we don't even need to go there. All right, let's turn this back, Chalice.
So you want to get laid?
Yeah, Chalice.
Yeah, you know what?
You want to, huh?
Yeah. And here's the thing: it's like I don't want to. I'm not like trying to find someone to date. I want like a no strings attached situation. I want there to be a situation where I can have sex with someone, and then there's a mutual agreement and consent that will just be that, and that will be it. And there's nothing that exists like that.
You're talking about one night stand.
Get married. What?
You're talking about one night stand.
What?
Yeah.
I was going to say contract law, but yeah, one night stand. Yeah.
I was going to say sex parade, 24-hour sex parade, but
that too. Yeah.
One night stand.
Beef, or I know I keep telling you this, but you have to write a book. Beef, I'm so tired of having to say this to you over and over again. Write this stuff down. I will read it.
I'll start writing when I can start reading.
I've said that multiple times to you guys. Someone has to sit me down and give me a reading lesson.
Hey, Chalice, you see any viable options around here?
Whoa, hold up. She doesn't even know what a one-night stand is. Let me get up on this table and make eye contact with you guys.
The customers don't like to see you up here, so okay. Just make it quick.
Put a hat on me or something. I don't know.
All right. I put a little fedora from our lost and found bucket on top of you.
Oh, shit. I'm about to get laid. This looks awesome.
No, you're really, really not. You're really not.
Okay, Chaz, you do know that what you just described is a one-night stand, correct?
Huh. A one-night stand. Sounds interesting. And then Chalice leans up against the bar and gets the other side of her covered in paint. Dang it! Chip!
I will fix it. I'll fix it, okay? While you're trying to get laid by somebody else, I'll fix it.
Yeah, it's
Chip.
Yeah, you better.
Chip actually has a great one-night stand story.
Yeah, Chip, tell
maybe
us.
You should tell your one-night stand story to Chalice. Give her an idea.
Which one?
Oh, oh nice.
I'll tell the good one.
Oh,
so,
man.
I was over at Fuddruckers and
not cool. All right,
they have good chicken wings. What do you want me to do?
Do you not even remember what happened? You know what? Let's not even go there. I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay, so we're over at Fuddruckers.
Jesus.
Okay, and it's me and Beef. Beef was there too. Give me a break. Beef was wingmaning the shit out of me, and by wingman I mean both getting me laid and also getting me some freaking wings in my tum. Okay,
and that's the kind of way I roll as a wingman.
And I start hitting on this pretty lady. Okay, I start hitting on her, and then all of a sudden her friend starts to be like, "What the heck are you doing?" You know, to her flirting with me because you know people know I kind of get around here. Turns out that her friend was her second head. This lady had two heads.
Unbelievable, right?
Yeah, I don't really believe it.
Okay.
Yeah, why? What is wrong with the wings here? That's what I'm getting from this story so far. But
we didn't have sex or anything, but pretty funny, right?
So that was mostly just a story about how you met someone with two heads.
That's not a one-night stand.
Yeah, but if that was the story and none of we had sex, that's a good one-night stand.
You should have seen this two-headed woman, and if you saw her, you would have known that it was a one-night stand.
Thank yeah, I guess you. That if there were a second half to that story, it would be a great story, but there wasn't a second half
a good
to that
story.
Chief, have you ever had a one-night stand?
Yeah, I have. It's a private matter.
Beef, where are you going?
I think I need to go check to make sure something's under my bed. I gotta go.
Huh.
Beef just left.
Seb?
Well, it's actually funny that you might say that, but when I met my wife, she goes, "This is gonna be a one-night stand." And I said, "Okay." And I still managed to court her, and every day, even on our wedding day, she's like, let's just get through tonight. And it was just, let's get through tonight. And then one day, she...
you're backing up.
Went missing.
Seb, your eyes are wonky.
He's crying.
I'm just gonna go do some double dutch with the rats. It's gonna be fun.
Okay.
Hell, why was Seb's eyes so wonky?
What'd I miss? I take a picture off the wall and then I just like punch through it and then I just hula hoop it on my arm and then I bust into the kitchen.
I didn't realize that one night stands would be such an interesting question.
Yeah, so those are some examples of one night stands.
Okay, well, can I tell you guys
three solid examples of one night stands?
We don't need to give Chalice advice. I'm sure she knows how to go through with a one night stand. She's a former princess.
I need to tell you guys a secret.
Uh-oh.
Yeah? Okay. What is it? Tell us.
Okay.
I love secrets.
So, this may come as a surprise to you, but I'm terrible at flirting.
Yeah.
I know. That makes no sense. I'm good at most things. But when I try to flirt and I try to get close with someone, I absolutely blow it. See, here, I'm going to walk over to this guy and I'm going to show you. I'm going to try flirting.
Well, you can practice on me if you want to.
You could practice on me if you wanted to.
She's already walked away, Chip.
You can practice on me if you want to.
The doors to the kitchen are like swinging back and forth, and every time it like swings a little bit open, you can just hear me reciting my mantra. It's like, I'm successful. I'm smart. I'm good enough for me. And then I come out and my eyes still look pretty fucking wonky, and you can see that I've definitely ripped out a quarter of my eyebrows, and I go, let's go, let's get out of here.
As Chalice walks away, Jennifer just nudges Beef and goes,
it makes so much sense. Of course she's terrible at flirting. That's why I could never tell when she was flirting with me. It makes so much sense.
Jennifer, you're gay?
Yeah, or whatever. I don't know. I just like everything.
Good for you.
Cool.
Good for you.
Thanks. Why have we never like sucked or fucked or whatever?
Whoa.
And so Chalice in that moment gets everyone's attention and is like points to herself like, guys, look how bad. And she goes leans up to a guy who's at the very end of the bar and she goes, hey, baby, do you ever wish that you could see your skeleton? But you know that would mean that you were dead and you'll never get to see your own skeleton. But sometimes you're curious as to what your skeleton looks like.
Yeah, I still need that Band-Aid. I don't know.
Oh, so I'll take that as a yes. Baby.
Oh, sorry, sir. We got a waitress in training here. Come here, Chalice. Come here. Come here.
Can I actually request a new server? This one's freaking me out, to be honest.
Sure. Yeah, we'll get you a new server. Chalice.
Don't worry, I got this.
I rest my case.
Hello, sir. Have you seen this woman? She went missing about 3.5 years ago. She's my wife.
Ah.
And I'm kidding. I'm having a hard day too.
Okay, is this one of those places like Ed DeVevex where they're supposed to mess with you?
Yes.
And I fucking got you. All right, I'm going to stomp on your balls.
Chalice, I didn't want to have to say this, but I really think we're going to have to put you through a little bit of a boot camp here. What I just saw you do was absolutely horrific.
Yeah, I'm willing to learn and I'm willing to grow.
Okay, well then, shape up or ship out. First things first, balance this book on your head.
I've done a lot of etiquette classes. You think this is my first book balance? I don't think so.
Okay, I'm in over my head. You guys take over.
All right. I think between the three of us, we can like come up with something. All right.
All right, everybody out.
I was married.
Everybody out.
What?
No.
Get up.
Everybody out. We're one of those Jeb Bevevics places.
Jeb Bevevics.
So like half the people in Bottoms Up are like standing up, looking around to see if there's like an emergency. They're very confused.
We're just kidding. I'll stomp on your balls. I'm joking. It's just one of those places. Stop, Beef. They don't have to leave for this.
I think we gotta shut down the whole bar. We got a whole mission today.
Then who will we flirt with?
Each other. Best friend flirts are the best kind of flirts. They're safe. They're comfortable. They're secure.
That's theory.
We'll flirt with each other.
I agree. Beef, do you ever wish you could see your skeleton, but you know that's not possible because need to be dead to see your own skeleton?
Let her practice on other people.
I don't want to hear that.
But don't you kind of wish you could see your skeleton? What does it look like?
Okay, how about we try a different line? Now, I don't have any off the top of my head, but...
You ever wish you could see your bones, but you know that something would be horribly wrong if you saw them? No.
Bones is good. Start with bones. That's okay.
Bones.
Say, like, I bet you have great bones. That's a compliment. That's advice.
Yes, you got to compliment the second party.
Hiya, mister. I think you've probably got great bones. I'd love to see them without your skin and muscle.
Okay.
Why are you so quiet?
No, okay. I mean, because I don't want to shut it down. I think we need to get away from the skeleton.
No, Seb, I'm right. My way is the right way.
What's your way, Beef? Okay. How are you going to get Chalice laid?
Well, first off, she will walk up to the ripe person that she picks and will say, did it hurt? No. And they'll say, what hurt? And you say, when you fell from the sky
onto the ground.
See, you're going shallow. You're going pickup lines. My way is the best way, and it's
and you pure did it so emotional slow. Connection. It was just okay? so slow.
I'm talking connection with somebody. Look in their eyes, digging deep into their soul, and connecting with them. You think I'm betting people left and right because of these shallow pickup lines? Uh-uh.
I've never seen anyone in your bed.
Well, tune into episode one. They were a couple.
All right. I wasn't there for that, though, was I?
I room with you. Were not there. It does happen sometimes.
I've been a little distracted since you arrived for some reason.
Yeah, you have had a little bit of a dry spell. All you have is that story where you met a two-headed person.
I will say that story is the closest to a one-night stand out of the three stories we've heard.
I told you about how my wife, okay? All right.
Yeah,
listen
you
to
married
me.
Her,
I've
dude.
Been married. Okay. But I've had a successful relationship. I have a piece of evidence, a warrant to my claim that I can help Chalice cross the finish line, get that honey sex.
Well, okay, so clearly everybody has different ideas about how to get Chalice laid. We're not going to do
and
it
I'm
together.
Right.
Well, okay, then let's just one at a time. Let's take Chalice under our wing and we'll see who gets Chalice laid, okay? Chalice.
And a bet.
Okay, yeah, let's do a bet.
Oh my
God, I already owe so much cheese to the sous chef.
Okay.
Yeah, Jennifer, you have a gambling problem, but that'll be another day, okay?
Yeah, that's another episode.
Yeah, that's for sure another episode.
Whoever gets Chalice laid owes the other guy two wheels of cheese.
Holy shit, I'm ruined. I gotta win this.
Does that seem fair to you, Chalice?
Yeah, let's do this. And if I get myself laid.
Oh, there you go.
You all owe me two wheels of cheese.
Each?
Three from Jennifer.
Oh, fuck, I'm ruined.
All right, let's get started.
Okay, Chalice, you're starting with me. You're starting with Jenny Baby, okay? I'm going to get you freaking laid. First things first, is there a certain type of person or type that you have?
I really like people who are like about an inch shorter than me. Sort of like a dad bod. Kind of rough around the edges.
Oh my God, say no more.
Friends
say no more.
To lovers, enemies to friends to lovers.
Oh my God, say no more. Follow me. Come here.
Okay.
Hey, do you have my hand?
Yeah, Jennifer, I can't fit into your doors though.
No.
You understand that I can't follow you.
No, come on, just follow me. We're going to the kitchen.
We have to use the human door, Jennifer.
Okay.
I cannot go through your
door. Open it. I can't open the human door.
Okay, Jennifer, I'll open it. God, you yell at me so much.
Okay. Here we go. Into the kitchen.
Okay.
So, if I recall correctly, you just said you like people who are a couple inches tall and very rough and furry around the edges. And so...
All right, Jennifer, I'm going to cut this off at the legs and I'm going to go and start working with the boys.
Line up, boys. Okay, there's all the big rats are lining up. Oh, she's
no,
leaving?
I don't want to sleep with a rat. I'm sorry, Jennifer. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm ruined.
Okay, guys, Jennifer was a wash, obviously. She immediately tried to have sex
with
the
rat.
Yeah.
As soon as we saw her trying to guide your arm through the little rat hole, we knew this just wasn't.
Yeah, that kind of hurt. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Who's next?
You're covered in straw from the floor. Beef, why don't you go? I'm not ready yet.
Yeah, Beef, you go.
Yeah, Beef, why don't you go?
Thank God Beef is always ready. Come on, Chalice. Let's go down to a little quieter spot.
Okay, Beef. I can't fit through your door, Beef. You have to take me through the big door. I can't fit through your door.
Ow!
Come on,
Beef. Open the normal door.
Okay, Beef. I will open the door.
Okay. Thank you. We go into my down to the basement where my room is. If you'd like to take a seat,
Yeah, this is awesome. I haven't been in your dressing room yet. I know I've been in your room, but I haven't been in your...
Like, nobody goes into my dressing room.
Well, I'm in here now. I'm in here now, Beef. And it's an honor.
Whoops. Please take a seat anywhere you'd like.
Okay.
Just not there.
About here.
And maybe not there. Maybe sit on the couch. But don't move the napkin.
Okay.
sit on the other side of the napkin, please.
Okay. Is this part of it? Is this part of the test?
Well, it could be, but it's not.
Okay. All right, Beef, I'm ready to learn. You have more natural charisma than anyone I know, so teach me your ways.
Okay, I sit down. So, the first thing you gotta know is respect.
Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-E.
Okay, you know what, Beef? Now's as good a time as any to teach you how to read.
No, this isn't about me. This is about you, Chalice.
I'm going to write the alphabet out on the ground, and we're going to go letter by letter, okay?
No, I don't want to right now. I'm hungry.
Okay.
I haven't eaten lunch.
Here's an apple. All right.
Fine.
A, B, C. You know
E.
D.
E.
Uh-huh. I'm pointing to the letters. E.
E.
We cut to 4 hours later.
All right, now what does this word say, Beef?
Cat.
What?
Cat.
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 Cat. Yeah, you're kind of getting it. And now what's this?
Cat. Word? Dog.
Dog. Yeah. I mean, dog. Let's do some deductive reasoning here. If it sort of sounds like a word you know, then it's probably that word.
Hey, sorry. I was just looking for the bathroom. This is not the bathroom.
Oh, hi. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, M, E.
P, Q, R, T, Y, X, V, Y, C.
I'm just teaching this man how to read. Are you into that? Damn it! Beef, I can't do this. I learned nothing.
Hey, look at me. Look me in the eyes. Hi. Look at me right now. I have my hands cradled on either side of her cheeks.
And Chalice has had to lift him up at the waist to get him to be eyeline.
lift me up. Lift me up a little. Okay. You are strong.
I am strong.
You are capable.
I am capable.
And you are ready to lay some ass down.
And I am ready to lay some ass down.
Say it with more confidence, girly.
I am,
girly, come on, girly, let's go. Chop, chop. Where's the confidence, honey?
I'm okay. I'm ready.
He slaps her across the face.
Ow, ow, Beef. Ow, fuck, Beef. Ow. Okay.
It's a tough, cruel world out there.
I'm ready to lay someone down.
She grabs the scruff of her collar. It's a tough, tough world out there, sweetheart. You're gonna have to play a game that is scary and hard and has no rules.
All right, give me some pickup lines. I'm ready.
Okay. Where are those pants from?
Pants from? Kohl's?
Nice. Great. Good one.
Give me more. I'm ready.
Do you have a husband waiting for you at home? Nice. Good. How about on the weekends, I'll have what she's having.
And do you ever wish that you could see your skeleton? You just want to see your bones, but you don't want to be dead to see them?
See, I don't know what the guys were talking about. I think that's a pretty good pickup line. You talk about the bones.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like they don't get it.
But the most important thing, make sure you wear protection.
Okay, I can do that.
Yep.
Great advice, Beef.
Yeah, you don't really know what could happen without protection. You know, some things could happen to you that are irreversible. Anyway.
Did someone's vagina put a curse on you, Beef?
No.
Okay, well, that's an episode for another day.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this time with me. I actually really enjoyed my time with you. And I think you're ready.
Thanks, Beef.
I think you're ready to get out there.
Oh my gosh, Beef, thank you. She places him down and pats the top of his head twice.
You deserve love, Chalice.
We all do. Getting laid. High five.
She's ready.
Chalice walks back out into Bottoms Up. You survey the scene and there's a bunch of different tables with a bunch of different bachelors there. What do you want to do?
She sits down at one of the tables and she puts her arms around one of the guys. And she stares at him for a second and goes, Do you have someone waiting for you at home? Is there anyone that would miss you if you didn't go home?
Oh my, my God. Is this a threat?
No, I'm just saying, like, do you have a wife or a husband or anything at home? Someone who would maybe miss you if you didn't show up?
Yeah.
Keeps giving me a thumbs up. Nice. I'm doing a good job.
You're doing a great job.
You're scaring me. I'm frightened by you.
No, you'd be scared of me if I was saying stuff like, do you ever wish you could see your skeleton? Because I can help you with that.
You can help me see my skeleton? This is a threat. I am frightened. Help me.
Oh, okay. All right. Beef, that's a big fat L, all right? You took a dookie on this one. Did not work. You taught her how to threaten people. And you know what? Check this out. I learned this from someone. There's something in my ear. It might be some sort of earwig. No, it is. Boom, 10% off your next cocktail, all right? You can use that, not tonight, on your next visit, all right? So, but it
expires. That's so weird. Days. Isn't that what the guy from Fuddruckers did that?
Don't, please.
Yes, they do this at Fuddruckers, but like better. But okay, thank you.
Yeah, all right.
Also, is there one that I could get that wasn't just in your head?
No, I don't know how to do it otherwise, so I'm sorry if it's that warm.
Gross. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's sorry. I'm living. That should be a comfort to you.
Seb, I'm losing confidence over
here. Okay. Sorry. I was just convincing a man I'm alive. Come into my office, all right? Chip, fix the bar.
The paint's still drying, but okay. All right.
Well, don't just watch it. You can do both.
I'll do what I can, okay? I got it under control, and I'm not mad, and I'm not on edge today about anything in particular.
I'm walking away.
I'm not on edge, okay?
I can't even hear you. I'm not facing you, all right? And I have a lot of
stuff. It's an Adnabevix! It's Adnabevix! That's why I'm being mad!
I have a lot in my ears, all right? I have a lot of coupons in my ears. I cannot hear you. I am so sorry, Chalice. All right, let's go into my office, all right?
Okay, I'm ready.
So, the secret to making quick connections is poetry. It is limericks. It is enunciation. Okay. So see this jar of marbles? I want you to put these all in your mouth, because if you can say a limerick with all of these marbles in your mouth, you can say them out there. Okay.
So I'm not doing a limerick. I am saying limerick with marbles in my mouth.
Exactly.
I love
all right?
it. Okay. I'll try anything. All right. Limaha. Ramaha. Lama. Okay, I'm just trying to practice saying it without the marbles in my mouth, and I can't even say it. I'm panicking.
No, okay, do you want me to say a limerick, or do you want me to put 6 or 7 marbles in my mouth to show you how it is?
Yeah, can you put some marbles in your mouth and then recite a poem,
okay,
and then
right.
I'll feel confident enough to do it.
Clink, clank, clink, clink, clank, clank, into my mouth. There once was a lime. Its juice was harvested to cut through grime. It sat there, juiceless and used. Its juice and body had there been abused. Its only thing left to be used in this rhyme. See, was that bad? All right.
No,
and if you can do that in front of someone, you can be with confidence. They go, whoa, that's art. That's so beautiful. And you say something about like light and that like kind of hitting their hair. Maybe you touch them on the shoulder. Boom, bang, bam. You're a poet.
All right.
And who doesn't want to really stick it to a poet? All right. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. That was gross.
No,
I'm your boss.
Seb,
I shouldn't do that.
No, it's great. This is exactly the kind of attitude that's helping me. I'm loosening up. I'm feeling better. I got it.
All right.
I'm going to put the marbles in my mouth.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's the used jar.
That's fine.
Okay.
All
right.
So we cut back to the bar and Chalice re-enters. You survey the scene. What's it going to be, Chalice?
I look back at Seb and do like a little nod, wink thing. Like, she looks confident this time. And she'll walk over to another table.
Don't swallow.
I just might have to. Yoinks!
And if you can say that with marbles in your mouth, you're going to do great.
She goes and she sits down at another table. She puts her arm around a guy, puts marbles in her mouth. She goes, there once was a girl with a knife. She decided to take someone's life. She wanted some bones, so he took her homes.
And now that...
Oh! No, don't swallow them! Don't swallow them. Oh. Those are the used ones.
There's marbles in my stomach.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and on this man. Okay, Oh, gosh, there's something really painful in my ear. Oh, that's right. That is free parking next time you're here, okay? So, yeah, you take that next time, though, not tonight. All right, so that's still going to
be... Oh, my God, Seb, this is not even a bit. There's something in my ear. Ow, ow, ow. Oh, my God, it's a marble. What tubes are connected in my body?
What does this marble get me?
Gets you laid?
Oh, God.
Yeah, do you want to sex her?
I'm here with my wife and kids. I mean, I'm sitting at a table.
Oh, I didn't even see that. That makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense. This is an Ed Bebevics, all right? Your kids are fucking short and they're not too smart. And I don't have a whole lot of confidence that they ever will be smart. All right,
Seb,
look at me, kids.
Seb, you better pull something out of your ear. Seb,
look at me, kids.
Out of your ear.
Let me just step in.
Look at me, children. Look at me.
First of all, parking is always free, so feel free to come in whenever. You can always get free parking. Thanks for coming by, and I'm actually gonna take your waitress away and leave this psycho to help you.
This was our waitress? Oh my God, we gotta get out of here. That family heads out.
You better pray tonight that your souls keep.
I grab Chalice by the hand and I say, "Sorry about my buds giving you some bad advice that had no chance of ever working. Okay, they haven't slept with anybody in a while. But I could give you some good advice. How's that sound?"
Okay. Yeah, I trust you. I mean, I got nothing left to lose.
Okay, I grab her by the hand and I lead her up to me and Seb's bedroom.
Human door, Chip. Human door, please. Ow.
Yes. No, that's the only one I use. Don't worry. We sit down and I'm like, "It's just about connecting with somebody. Find something that you guys have in common. Find something that makes you both smile and talk about that and work your way to something, you know, meaningful. Pickup lines aren't going to work. Doing little ditties and little limericks aren't going to work. So I figure you want to just practice connecting
with
me?
Can you start and then I'll know how to do it and then I can try one and then, yeah. I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Whew, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just going to like look you up and down. Oh my gosh. That's such a pretty ring. My mom has one just like that, actually.
Oh my gosh. Really? Because this is my mom's. It's her crown, actually, but it's her ring. And I keep it with me all the time. It's like my favorite thing that I own. I would be devastated if I lost it. Do you have a good relationship with your mom?
We used to have a good relationship. Yeah. She's passed on recently.
Me too. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, I didn't know. Wait, is that actually true, Chow?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. Genuinely.
As they're talking, Seb and Beef are like looking through like a little hole watching them and just like kind of like smiling contently, like they're really happy this is happening.
I'm like a little bit mad that you said that you found like a rat fight club, but this is beautiful. So I'm not even mad about that.
Yeah, there's like so many different things happening in this one place at so many different
times. Yeah, right. Rat Fight Club is in the cellar on Tuesdays. It's not here.
The Thanks, first Jennifer. Rule about Rat Fight Club is always tell everybody the date and time.
Okay, let's just shut up. We're missing stuff, okay?
We cut back to our conversation and we're like mid story about our moms. And then she tripped down the stairs into the mud.
No.
Yeah,
no.
That she had told us to walk. Yeah.
Oh man. Well, she sounds like she was amazing.
She's an angel.
Whoa. Chip, I'm sorry. How long have we been talking? It's like dark outside. I forgot what we were doing.
Well, let's...
I should get out of here. I totally get it now.
Yeah,
thank you so much, buddy.
Yeah, no, I guess... Yeah, get downstairs.
Thanks
and
for
I
that,
can win
pal.
I can win some cheese, yeah.
Charles is going to go get laid. I'm going to get sex.
Get laid. Oh, we're
going to go get laid.
Yeah,
and Charles is going to get laid.
Oh, hey, Jesus, where'd you come from?
Charles is going to get laid.
What is this, a 24-hour sex parade? I'm going downstairs. Who wants to watch me hit on someone successfully?
Yay! You open the door, and I still haven't said anything, and you hit me directly in the face with the door. So, and I go, oh, shit.
Oh,
yeah, late.
You need a Band-Aid. I'll have Jennifer boil the water.
Come on, Jen.
Chalice, you walk back into the bar. You've got a lot of people to choose from. One person stands out a little bit. He's a human over 6 feet tall, wearing all black. He's muscular. He's wearing small circular sunglasses and has a black ponytail.
Cool.
Salt Bay.
And then Chalice is walking up to that guy because he seems just mysterious enough. And she goes, I'm successful. I'm smart. I'm good enough for me. I'm good enough for me. I'm successful. I'm smart. I'm good enough for me. Hi, I'm Chalice. I'm one of the servers here.
Chalice, of course. Yeah. No, I, I've course.
Never mind.
And then, so do you walk away from that guy?
Yeah, I'm going to go up to another guy.
Perfect. Time to come up with a new voice.
So funny.
I'm sorry, Sean. I'm sorry. I can.
No. No, I got other voices.
Okay, cool. What are your other voices? I can't wait.
I've got other
voices. Okay, you see another guy. His fucking name is Chuck. He's wearing a collared shirt and slacks. Are you ready? This is your new guy.
as she's doing this, also I'm fixing the bar.
Perfect.
Hi, I'm Chalice. I'm one of the servers here.
I'm Chuck.
Oh, come on, man.
I think I just took a crap in my pants. You want a sniff?
All right, I'm gonna go to another guy, and if he's any worse, then I guess I asked for this.
Holy! But we gotta get back. We'll cut back to Chuck in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll definitely see Chuck again.
Yeah.
I just crapped in my pants.
Okay, so you see, there's a slender, like halfling, gnome. Hybrid kind of person who's playing a little drum.
Great. Hi, I'm Chalice. I'm one of the servers here. How are you?
Me no speaky human.
You might have to circle back to that first guy.
God damn it. I'm successful. I'm smart.
Sean always gets what he wants, doesn't he?
I'm successful. I'm smart. Geez. I'm good enough for me. I'm successful. I'm smart. I'm good enough for me. Hi, I'm back. I'm so sorry about that. I got called away.
Oh, absolutely no problem at all. I noticed you the second I walked in this bar.
You know what?
And just as you're about to, like, you know him, another guy actually steps up and he's like, hey, buddy, she's not into you. Okay. Why don't you just back off?
What are you going to do, tough guy? Want to make a move? Go ahead. Let's dance. Come on. Let me see.
His arm gets like twisted, turned, snapped, and then he gets thrown across the bar into a table. The second guy turns back to you and goes, I'm so sorry. I hate to be violent in front of you. Was that guy bothering you?
I kind of was bothering him, but you are strong.
Chip starts hammering loudly in jealousy.
So I'm Chalice. I don't think I recognize you. I'm one of the servers here.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't recognize me. I'm actually, I'm traveling. I'm not in town for long. Just here on business.
Oh, and she turns to Chip and does like a pretty good circumstances, huh?
I give her a begrudging like smile, like, good job. Hooray.
So what brings you through town? Are you here for business or?
Yeah. My parents actually own a small brewing company, and I'm here actually to see if some of the local taverns wouldn't mind hosting some of our ale.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. I can totally connect you with my manager. Just don't go across the street to Fuddruckers. They are terrible over there.
Oh,
it
really?
It smells like shit. They are garbage. But in the meantime, can I, like, get you a drink?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I prefer my family stuff. Actually, you know what? Would you mind trying some of it with me?
I would love to. How long has your family been brewing?
Oh, since I was a kid. Yeah, for like 30 years, you know? So, well, here. And tell you what, if I can get the endorsement of the most beautiful server I've ever seen, then I think I'll know that we're doing okay.
Oh my gosh, I'm blushing. If I get any more nervous, I'm going to ask if you ever want to see your skeleton.
What do you mean?
I don't know. That's just a dumb thing I say when I'm nervous. I say, like, I wish I could see what I look
like. Someone's skeleton. Like. Yeah, like, yeah, beneath their skin and beneath their muscle.
Oh my God, yes, exactly. Oh my God, I can't tell you how refreshing it is to have someone not think that's weird.
No, of course, everyone wants to see that, right?
Oh God, it's very validating to have the hottest guy at the bar telling me that I'm not crazy.
I hammer so loudly.
Chip, you're breaking it more. Being loud.
I'm fixing it.
Chip, can you stop? You're scaring all of the spiders.
It's at
the
perfect.
Hey,
Hey,
it's getting really loud in here. I don't mean to be like too forward, but is there like a quieter place that we could, I don't know, hang out and have a drink?
Actually, I live here too. So do you want to just like go sit in my room, have a drink?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. And then those two walk up to Chalice's room.
And she does one long wink at her friends as she goes up the stairs.
Bye, Chalice. Good luck.
I don't see it because I'm yelling at Chip. I'm like, maybe I don't want this to be a Pat Dubix, okay? I don't know what a Pat Dubix is, all right?
You owe me cheese.
Not yet.
Oh, my God. I'm fucking ruined.
Jennifer, you need three cheeses.
Remember protection.
You guys owe me freaking cheese, guys. Give me the cheese stack.
A little cheese bet, huh? A little fromage bet.
I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm the French guy from earlier.
Oh, do you have cheese for me?
Nah, I'm just trying to make conversation. I heard there's a cheese bet going on.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we did a cheese bet because, it's kind of stupid. We bet that we could get our friend laid and... Our friend just went upstairs with this like handsome,
really dashing type,
like drinking fam. I don't know. He's like the son of a drink lord or something. I don't know.
But he just seems like the most down to earth. Like, I mean,
yeah, he seems really
seems successful, but hasn't really lost sight of his own personality.
Not anybody you'd want to like spend the rest of your life with, though.
I don't know.
No, of course not.
It seemed like that guy.
No way. Of course not. That guy is the absolute worst. Are you kidding me?
Thank you.
What are you talking about?
He sucked. He actually did suck a lot. And
no,
he fucking sucked.
No.
Maybe it's just me, but I would never want to have my friend sleep with that guy, I tell you that much.
Thank you.
Wait a minute, French man. What do you mean?
Yeah, he has dimples you could lose gold coins in.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. So, right? Is that what
he has eyes that look like a pool I would jump into.
Yeah, he's like too handsome so that you'd feel like you were always inadequate. That's why he's not good.
No,
but he would still love you all the same.
He's a player.
What are we talking about?
He's a player. He's a swindler and an all-around a-hole, that guy.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Dude, that dude's got a thing where he's like, he's tried to sleep with pretty much every princess that exists to try to get money. It's pretty pathetic. Some even are stupid enough to fall for it. It's ridiculous.
No.
Good thing your friend isn't a princess anymore, otherwise I'd be concerned.
Oh, no.
Guys, team meeting.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Babbel. All right, you guys want to hear a secret? Here is one of my new favorite sounds. That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds, too. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, they're accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Where I live, there's a lot of people that speak a lot of different languages, and Babbel has been an incredible tool to help me brush up on some of those languages. Whether it's ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying hi, how you doing to a neighbor, Babbel has been very helpful. And lucky for you, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/sitcom. That's right, get up to 60% off at babbel.com/sitcom, spelled BABBEL.com/sitcom. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, let's cut back to Chalice in the room with the guy.
Yeah, so that's what I think my skeleton would look like.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I have one adjustment. I bet you have two funny bones.
Oh my gosh. That's really funny.
Or like three. I don't know. Do we usually have two? I don't know. I'm not a bone actor.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyways.
You like my arms?
Yeah. Chip comes and he busts down the door.
Chip, what the hell? What are you doing?
He sucks. He sucks.
This is not the Rat Fight Club. Get out of here. Go.
No, he sucks. Don't do this. Don't. I know I gave you good advice, but this dude sucks.
Chip, are you serious?
You can't.
Chalice, is this guy bothering
you?
Yes,
I'm serious.
Is he bothering you?
Yeah, a little bit. Give me a second. And she goes and she pulls Chip towards the door. Hey, Chip, this is really annoying and really messed up of you. Dude, I don't know what is going on or what I did to offend you, but you always seem to undercut and sabotage me, and I just think it's really cruel and really messed up. Please, let me have one nice thing.
He's not a nice
Stop.
Thing. Okay? There's a million guys around here who are way nicer
Chip,
than this
enough.
Guy. Okay?
Okay, if you know what? Go downstairs and maybe if you try to go sleep with someone, okay? Stop get.
I don't want to go downstairs and sleep with somebody.
Stop getting
okay,
into
that's not
my
what I
business.
Want.
Go find another two-headed person and then tell a lame story about them, Chip. Get
oh my
out.
God, I didn't even sleep. I have not slept with anybody since I met you, okay? That's a fact. That's a verified.
Damn, that was rough.
Jennifer, stop kissing my ankles. I don't need that right now.
I hate to be that guy, but we have a bunch of gnomes throwing darts at Beef right now. So I think we got to go downstairs.
Okay.
I hate to be that guy.
Okay.
It's one of those nights, all right? I don't have to remind you because it happens a lot.
Hey, Seb, I'm kind of hurting right now, just so you know.
Okay. Well, imagine Beef. Six or seven darts in their bag.
Is that all you got? Is that all you've got? Give me more.
You're right. Let's go ahead.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
All right. We cut back inside Chalice's bedroom.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Is that guy always like that?
Yeah. He's just, I don't know. He just is like, I don't know. I don't know what's up with him. Wait, what did he say? Did you catch that at the end, what he said about sleeping with someone?
Yeah, he said he wouldn't sleep with you or something like that.
Well, yeah. Okay. No kidding.
That's fucked up. And for the record, man, this is too forward.
You'd sleep with me?
I would. Yeah.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing. You're passing through town. I have blood and sauce in my hair. So I could use a little fun. So if you're down, then I'm down.
I mean, do you think that your parents would approve? I mean, I'm just a regular guy. I don't know if they would approve of me living in the castle.
What are you talking about?
You're a princess, right? You're Princess Chalice.
Well, was, I guess. Also, my mom passed away. How do you not? Ew, what?
Wait, are you a princess or not?
I was a princess, and then I left to work here.
What are you now?
I'm a woman of the people now.
What?
I connect to the common man.
No. Okay, but you still, okay, all that, you know, bullshit aside, like, you still have lots of gold, lots of influence, lots of money.
My dress is denim, and I have sauce and blood in my hair. Does it look like I have a lot of money?
Is this like you turn 30 and inherit it all? What? You got to fill me in here.
Ew,
I'm not
going to
just
fuck,
waste my
man.
Time sleeping with some random server.
Okay. So, Chalice? Start smiling. And then at first looks normal.
That's the fucking
And then it
terrifying.
Looks more and more scary.
Whoa. What are you? That face, I can almost see your skeleton. It's freaking me out.
And then she takes like her jewelry off one piece at a time. And she's going, I'm successful. I'm smart. And I'm good enough for me.
Yikes.
I'm successful. I'm smart. And I'm good enough for me. And then she's going to beat him up.
Yeah.
I'm going to send a firebolt at him.
Hell yeah.
Firebolt, bitch.
Nice. Okay.
I got a 15.
That hits for sure. So he gets blasted with a firebolt. It sends him rocketing through your closed door into the hallway. Flames are just bursting all on his clothes, and he's panicked. And he's rolling on the ground trying to put them out. You're a psychopath.
Oh, you think that's crazy? You'll see crazy. Hey, rats! Fight Club came a little early this week.
Nobody told us. They would post. They would post this. No one.
Jennifer, please.
My name is Zachary, and I'm back-to-back champ.
I have like a bat with like a gigantic like railroad spike through it.
Let's go, pretty boy. I want to watch you bleed.
Oh my God, everyone! What is wrong with this place? I'm leaving. Okay, and I'm never.
It's
coming
a
back.
Rubik's Cubix.
From downstairs, Chip and everybody hears the commotion and goes like, "Oh man." What did I do? I guess you guys owe me cheese.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes! Yes!
You think it sounds like sex?
Yes.
And so Chalice like does continues to beat him up. She just really for a while.
Okay. He's trying to flee.
But she's not letting him.
So I'm gonna say that he is effectively grappled by like the rats. So Zachary and Jennifer and all of the rats from the kitchen swarm upstairs and have effectively grappled this guy and have him pinned down, and he's unable to leave, and Chalice is just wailing on him.
Cool. I think I'm not gonna use any of my weapons.
You're just like punching his lights out?
Yeah, so because she really is just trying to feel this from her gut. She doesn't need weapons.
Cool. Yeah, since he's like effectively incapacitated by these rats, I'll have him roll to try and escape. I'm going to have it that he's at disadvantage.
I'm just repeating Seb's mantra over and over again. And then she says, did it hurt when you fell from the sky? I hope you don't have a husband at home waiting for you. And guess what? You're lucky that I don't want to see your skeleton today, creep. And then she kicks him in the balls.
Oh, my family jewels, of which you have none. What a waste of time.
That's enough of you. Get out of here. Run. Go. Run.
That's right. You leave here. My name is Zachary. Don't you forget it.
God, unfortunately, I will never be able to forget you, Zachary. This is horrifying.
Watch this. I'm going to eat my own finger.
Jesus, dude.
That hurt me really bad.
You better run.
You better not be ruining your dinner. I made dinner all night for you.
Baby, stop.
You better not be getting full.
Baby,
I worked hard for dinner for you.
Oh, come on, baby. Oh.
Don't baby me.
Come on, I'm at work.
This place is full of poor psychopaths and rats. I'm out of here. God, I'm bleeding everywhere and I'm hurt. Oh, I'm fired.
Oh, his eyes are all wonky. His eyes are really wonky.
Yeah, get out of here. Run.
And he runs down the stairs. And now he runs and he's about to like pass Chip and he looks over him. What are you looking at?
God. You must have just had the best night of your life.
What's wrong with you people? And he runs out.
Woo! Wow. Fuck yeah. And then Chalice lights a cigarette. And leans up against the bar. Now, like, she's covered in paint. She doesn't even care anymore. Her hair is down. She's smoking the cigarette. Wow. Ooh, boy, I feel better.
Chip, still assuming that she did sleep with him successfully. I take, like, 4 shots.
Woo! Chalice is a baby.
Yeah, we can't stress enough
you made it
how, like, post-coitus Chalice looks. She's smoking a cigarette. She's so relaxed now. Her hair's like kind of tussled.
She's wrapped in her sheets.
Yeah.
Chalice, you're glowing.
Oh my God.
Am I? Whew. Oh my
Damn,
God, I
Chip.
Feel so much better.
That was good advice.
Well, it seems like I owe you guys some cheese though, huh?
Wait,
is that
how
that
went?
Yeah, I didn't get laid, but boy, do I feel better. I just beat the shit out of that creep.
What?
Wait. Hold on. Hold on just one gosh darn second. You didn't
back it up.
You didn't have sex with that fella?
Nope. And so Chalice is smoking her cigarette, walking around in her sheet, and she starts to take Beef down from the wall where people are still throwing darts at him.
Thank you.
Yeah, Thank I didn't you. Have sex with him. You know what? Turns out he's a real fucking weirdo creep who likes to sleep with princesses to try to get access to their money. Such a loser.
Whoa.
Oh my God. I think I said, I bet you guys that guy is a weirdo creep loser who tries to sleep with princesses to get their money. I think everyone owes me a wheel of cheese.
No.
Jennifer, you have a gambling problem.
You have.
Oh my God, I'm fucking ruined.
Yeah, I didn't sleep with him, but I do feel it's so much better. I think I just needed to blow off some steam. I feel
there
great.
You go. So the next time you want to have sex, you can just beat somebody up and you just don't have to have sex with any strangers ever.
Yeah,
right?
Unless I do, right? Which is great.
Yeah, you could.
Oh,
yeah,
you I feel
could
better.
If you want to.
Thanks.
But not with a stranger.
What? I mean, hammering so loud, Chip.
Sorry, just happy hammering. Just as happy hammering. Happy hammering.
You know what, guys?
Seriously, you have to stop. There are spiders coming from everywhere. The vibrations are too much. This place is filled. The walls are filled to the brim with spiders, and we need them there for insulation.
You guys. She's like looking at her friends with new appreciation. Thank you so much for all your help today. Everyone took so much time to try to help me out and try to make me feel better, and I just really appreciate that.
Well, it's because we love you. I love you. And, you know, I love you, you know?
Yeah, I love you guys, too. You're like my brothers. You're my best friends.
I'm still getting to know you, but I think you're great. I think I'm not going to lie to her. I said that at the beginning.
And Seb,
okay?
I appreciate that about you. And thanks so much, Beef. I mean, the best guys in the world.
Hey, anything for you. You're the sweetest thing I've ever met in my entire life. And I would do anything to protect you and keep you safe.
Well, Beef, your eyes look wonky.
No.
Huh? Well, you know.
No, when he starts punching, he punches his eye sockets.
Oh, Beef.
Okay, all right. Beef lost a lot of blood. All right.
Back to work, everybody. I'm ready to go back to work. And then Chalice walks up to a table and is still wrapped in her sheet. And she's smoking a cigarette. And she goes, "Hi, I'm Chalice. I'm your server. Do you ever wonder what your skeleton looks like?"
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, and I did the editing on this one. Thank you so much for listening. To stay up to date on the show, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at sitcomdnd. That's sitcom and the letters DND. If you've enjoyed our first 8 episodes and you are hungry for more, you can head to our Patreon at patreon.com/sitcomdnd, where we will be releasing a bonus episode every week. And now you've got 8 weeks of beautiful content already stacked up to enjoy. So get on in there. We got some really cool stuff on the Patreon right now. We've got Chip's Tips, where Chip hosts an in-universe dating advice show. We've got a one-shot in the world of Grey's Anatomy. We've got improv classes hosted by Beef himself. We've got a bunch of fun improv and get to know you happy hour and all this good stuff. So if any of that sounds interesting to you, head over to patreon.com/sitcomdnd and get in on the fun. Remember that Patreon is the fuel that this show runs on, so if you like it, consider joining, because that's what allows us to keep this train rolling. If you can't help us financially, you can still help us out a ton by rating the show and subscribing wherever you get podcasts, or by recommending the show to a friend who likes weird shit. I think that is it for now. Until next week, thanks, as always, for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.